Hi, my beautiful people. This is Bimi Shavery, and I am here with your daily devotion. We are on our day 15 of 30 Days of Elevation. I'm so excited to be here with you guys. I'm so happy, so happy, so happy. We have so much I want to share with you guys today. We are halfway through our journey. I am so happy. I'm excited about this. This 30 days has been different. It has required a little bit different aspects of who we are, but ultimately it has all been incredible. So if you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for being a part of the tribe. Thank you so much for joining us. I don't know how you heard about us, but I am so happy you have, and we are happy to have you here. For all of you who have been a part of the tribe, you've been a part of the community, you have been a part of this particular podcast for days, weeks, months, years at this point. Thank you guys so very much for your continual support, love, and dedication to the overall mission, the journey, right? We are on our devotionals, and we are utilizing the 100 Days of Believing Bigger Devotional Journal by Marshawn Evans Daniels. If you are new here, let me say to you guys, this is not a religious podcast. So if you're looking for some Bible thumping, you may get a little bit of it, but not too much of it. I'm not a religious podcast, but this particular portion of our journey, we are doing devotionals together. And so we're sharing, I'm encouraging you guys, studying, giving you guys some scriptures to follow up on your own. But we talk about everything on this podcast. So if you're coming over here because you think we are Bible thumping, religious space where we shun folk who believe different things, this ain't it for you. Okay, we don't do that over here. This is a sacred space. This is a safe place. This is a place where people can grow, evolve, expand, and hear things that help them grow interpersonally. This is not about a specific political group, specific religious group, a specific culture, creed, or ethnicity. This is a place where I am unapologetically myself, and I also come from a place where I'm sharing my wisdom, my knowledge, everything that I've experienced, and that of which I am in the middle of transitioning within and growing through. So we are here to become better. Okay. And if it makes you a better person and it makes you a greater person, then this is the space for you. Now, here we are on day 14. I'm sorry, day 15. Day 15. And it is an incredible space to be in. And what I want to talk about today, before we get into the daily devotion portion, is that I want us to really, really hone in on education. Educating ourselves. What does that mean? Well, this year, as we know, okay, is geared towards exalted elevation. But you can't really be exalted above where you are and where you're growing through. You can't really, really dig into the foundation and grow beyond your own understanding if you do not learn, if you do not grow, if you are not educating yourself on what it is you claim to believe in, what it is you claim to want to be a part of, whether it's politics. Okay. If you are voting for certain things, why are you voting that way? What is it that you're believing about it? Do you really stand by what you're voting for? Do you understand how the process works? Do you understand how legislation works locally and globally? Do you understand the significant portions of what it is you're choosing to say you align with? This is important. Okay. Yes, we are in election year. Yes, we are going through people doing all kind of political things. They do that all through the year. But one thing I will say, and I'm not going to stay on this topic too long, but I want to say to you guys, pay attention to the people who do something in your communities without there being an election year that is tied to them having to show up. Okay. I come from a family that is very diverse, politically, religious-wise, ethnicity-wise. We are just a very cultured family, okay? Big family. We have a lot of power. We have a lot of land. We have a lot of significant impact in multiple different sectors of the world and our community, okay? And I'll leave that at that. But what I will say is, it does not matter what it is that you are seeing the majority vote as, right? What do you believe when it comes to understanding and really saying you believe in something? I want you guys to understand it is necessary for you to fully educate yourself on what that means, whatever way you're voting. But before you put your name and you put your voice to and you put your support behind any particular cause, person, or whatever, please make sure you are educating yourself on the person, on the stance you're taking, on every policy you are aligning with, because there are so many different aspects of it all. And it goes deeper and more vastly expansive beyond social media. Okay, so you have to educate yourself, research, study, invest in quality research so that you align yourself truly with what it is you say you believe in. And that doesn't just go for politics. It also goes for religion. Before you say, I am a whatever, I believe in whatever, you have to understand the power of saying you believe in something. I cannot say I believe in something wholeheartedly unless I can truly say I have done my due diligence in understanding what it is that I am saying I believe in. If I say I believe in whatever religion or whatever belief or whatever tradition such and such has going on or whatever it is I'm aligning myself with, you can bet your last breath that I am wholeheartedly aligning with the foundation of what it is I say I believe in. Does not mean I agree with every aspect of it, but I believe in the core. I believe in the foundation. I align with at the very root of what it is built on. I believe in that. I'm a root person. When it comes to words, I'm a root person. What does the meaning of the word, not the new meaning folk want it to mean, what does the meaning of the word mean? That's what I'm aligning with. I'm not aligning with whatever someone wants to create something to be because it's more digestible or it feels better or it. I don't care about that. What does the root of it mean? What is the etymology of the word? That's what I go by. So it's important for you to do your research. It's important for you to understand and educate yourself when it comes to beliefs, when it comes to politics, when it comes to finances. A lot of people are stuck in a space of poverty because they don't understand the power of aligning yourself energetically with your financial desires and the attributes. Okay? You can't say I'm broke and then expect money to flow to you. You cannot spend everything that you have and then expect things to be replenished. You can't manage what you have. You don't know how to really compartmentalize what it is that you have coming in. You don't even know what all you come in. You don't even know what all you are spending on. You don't understand the value of what you have yet. So it's irrational to expect you to get more. So this is the energy we're in. This is where we are. It's educating yourself. We're in a part of a process where it is a requirement for you to educate yourself on every aspect of your life. Now, we're not speaking about external factors, okay? Because you can't control external factors. What you can control, though, is your life. And you can control what's going on in your home and with your health and what is going on in your mind. If you are in a relationship, right? I'm saying I want to be in a relationship. I'm saying I want to be married. I'm saying I want to. Okay. Do you understand the basis of what that entails? It means conjoining, right? It is deeper than just a piece of paper. Even in being in a relationship, you cannot have a fruitful relationship if you do not understand the person you are in relation with. So this means educating yourself on the nuances of this individual, not trying to project your way of living, your way of existing, your way of being on them. This is understanding the core mechanism of who they are, Who are they at the root? Where do they come from? What do they believe in? What is it that they are desiring to have? What are their goals? What is it that makes them who they are on a foundational level? Okay, this is about education, educating yourself when it comes to what it is that you are wanting out of a partner. Do you know yourself well enough to say if this is really for you or not? Because I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people love the blame game. Oh, gosh, when things go wrong, they love to point fingers. Oh, my Lord, when things go wrong, they love to say, oh, I was manipulated. Oh, I was coerced, or oh, they just took advantage of me. I need you to buckle up and take ownership of who you are as an individual. If you know that you are very gullible and you're naive and you can be a little weak minded, then you might want to sharpen up your skills when it comes to interacting with humanity. You might want to get a much more wit about yourself when it comes to how you handle yourself. You have to take ownership of your life. You're not a child anymore. You can't always continue to blame your childhood on the reason why you make poor decisions today. You cannot blame your exes for the reason you continue to make bad decisions in relationship today. You cannot blame anything, slavery, cultural problems, limitations put on you because of your lack of understanding, or when someone has taken advantage of you and manipulated you and they have coerced and all of this. All of that is significant, but it is not the totality of why you make decisions like you do today. The lack of education is the reason. The lack of utilization of your wisdom is the reason. The lack of you being present in your own life is the reason. You are looking for someone to come and rescue you from your own choices, and it ain't gonna happen. In order to be exalted above what it is you've grown through, you have to grow. You don't just get to be exalted, right, above the things that have held you down. If you still have that mentality, you still have those behaviors, you still have that way of seeing life, you have to evolve first. That is the prerequisite. That is the message. You have to evolve first. And that requires you being real honest with yourself. I want a more successful relationship. I want my relationship to thrive. I want my commitment to really be healthy. I want my health to change. I want my relationship with my children to change. I want to enjoy the work I do. I want to be compensated fairly for what I do. But do you know what that ratio really looks like? Are you able to really quantify your skill set in that way? Do you know how to nurture a home? Do you know how to invest in your home when there is no tangible transaction you get from it? Because if everything you do is transaction based, you're going to be sadly disappointed more times than not, because no one can really compensate you for what it is that God has instilled in you. But if you don't understand that and you don't really identify what that value of that is, then you will continue to sell yourself short and basically prostitute every aspect of your existence just for a pat on the back, or just for somebody to say, I think you're cute, or I think you're handsome, or I want to pay you to do this, or I like the way you do this, or I want to date you, so let me pay for this. Like, you're just, everything about you is transactional until it runs out. Then you're left trying to fend for yourself, and then you blame everyone else because you did not do what you needed to do to put yourself in position to win. This isn't about being someone who can scheme their way through life. This is about someone who is taking ownership of their life and deciding what it is that they want for their life. I want a healthy relationship, which means I need to make sure I'm healthy. I need to change and shift my mentality before I'm able to receive a healthy partner. I cannot come into a relationship battered and bruised, looking for someone to save me from myself. When you are in a space where you're super fragile and you're super hurt, and you're just dealing with all of these things that you haven't really healed from or grown from or recovered from, it is unfair and unjust for you to incorporate another person into that mess. Because that's what it is. It's a mess. You are in a state of emotional recklessness. You are super vulnerable to being preyed upon because you don't have control of yourself and you're just looking to feel better. You're not looking to really be better in this moment. You just want the pain to go away. You just want the fear to go away. You want the anxiety to go away. You want the isolation to go away. You don't want to feel ugly about, you know, how you look. You don't want to feel like you're not good enough. You don't want to feel, you want to feel worthy. So you're going to just let yourself in all its vulnerability be out in the open and get devoured and left behind. Because what you do with that is you bring another person in, they become a blanket for you, and you still don't do the work you need to bring yourself up out of this particular space, which means ultimately when this person walks away, they either leave damaged or they leave you in a state where you're worse off than they met you, because now they've either taken advantage of it or they've left you where you have no covering. You have no covering. You have no protection. You don't even have no stability because they brought that to you and now they're gone. And now you don't have anything. You're back to square one and worse because now you have even more baggage on top of you've left somebody else. Someone has left you in a worse situation than they were in, which means you've probably tormented them. You've probably caused some harm and trauma to them that now they got to work through or they pass on to someone else. So it continues a cycle that started with you. This is where you take your time to really dig deep into what it is that you need to do to better yourself. Do you need to educate yourself on what you need health-wise? Do you need to educate yourself on what you need when it comes to money management skills, when it comes to you being able to be in a healthy relationship, when it comes to your conflict resolution, when it comes to your ability to be emotionally present and vulnerable and clear, right? If you don't know how to speak up for yourself, stop expecting other people to speak up for you. Stop expecting someone to hold your hand through the pain and the trauma and everybody coming to rescue you. You're not that special. Human beings have to understand, like, you should only view yourself as that special under God. Why should someone be a martyr for you? Why should someone put themselves on the line for you? Why should someone sacrifice everything for you when you yourself don't do it for yourself? You don't do it for you. So this is about education, educating yourself on the probability of you being the reason why you're in the space you're in. This is taking ownership. This is grown-up behavior. This is where I take ownership of my lack. I take ownership of my inability to be disciplined. I take ownership of where I dropped the ball. I take ownership of my inability to be present. I take ownership of who I've allowed in my space when I did not value myself enough. This is you taking ownership of who you are, what you believe, what you want, and what you desire. And when you get that education, right, when you study it yourself and you study your life and you study your choices and you make conscious decisions to do better, you ultimately win. Not because everything is perfect, but because you have a better understanding of what it is you need to actually thrive in this life. This is about growing through the pain, growing through the lack, growing through the disappointment, growing through the disconnect that you've had with yourself and God, but most importantly with you and God, because ultimately the deeper you get in knowing who He is, the more aware you become of who you are and the more open you become to really being clear about that when you're dealing with other people. We are in a very, very special time, a time that requires us to stand up for ourselves, stand up for other people, stand up for our family, be the matriarch or patriarch of that, and understand that a foundation requires a sense of tradition, a sense of innovation, a sense of spirituality, health and fitness. It needs wellness. It needs to be stable. It needs to have fertile ground. It needs to be really, 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 really rooted. And if you aren't any of those things, you can't create that. You cannot create that. And it does not do you any good, doesn't do anybody any good to be attached to something that's only going to ultimately be a part of their demise. So if you want better, you do better. If you want to learn more, you put yourself in position to learn more. But you must educate yourself. Stop saying that you believe in something. Stop saying you want something. Stop saying you're going to have something and you don't really understand what it is that you are claiming to attain. If you don't understand what it is you're committing to, then why are you committing in the first place? Why are you setting yourself up to be disappointed or be a disappointment when you haven't really done the work to understand what it is you're standing behind? That is the reason why people get in relationships and they realize, oh my God, 5 years in, I have just wasted my time. You're right. You wasted your time. They didn't waste your time because at some point you should have realized early on that this wasn't what you needed to be a part of. But because you didn't know yourself, because you were looking for a savior, because you did not position yourself in a space where you took ownership of your own choices. You've allowed yourself to be strung along. You've been left with baggage you did not want. You've been left with circumstances you cannot get yourself out of. You've just left yourself open to be mistreated and misused because you did not do the work to understand who you were in the first place. You cannot be anything to anyone until you're that to yourself. So in this season of growing through the elevation process, we have to understand that in the process of being exalted above things, things are going to be illuminated. And the things that are being illuminated are the things that we've ran from, the things we have avoided, the things we've hidden from, the things in the ways we've behaved in secret, the ways that we have secretly hidden from our truths and our realities and our real identities. We've ran from, we've hidden from, we have fought against, we have isolated ourselves so we didn't have to deal with. You can't do that when you're on a path of growth. So now we're in this energy of now everything is coming full-fledged to us in our face, all out in the open. And the beautiful part about all of that is now we have an opportunity to do it the way we need to. Foundation up, not surface down. Digging with self, digging into self, understanding the depths of self and being clear about what that looks like is the best thing you can do for yourself. And it's the most rewarding thing you can do for anyone else. So as we're navigating closer to spring actually being full-fledged, it's understanding that everything that is uncovered during this moment is a part of the education process. Educating ourselves on what it is we believe, what it is we want, what it is we may need to do to get it, and who it is that we're needing to become in order to sustain it. All of that is a part of the process. It's all a part of the process, and trusting that God is going to help you as you're navigating through is the key, but you got to be open to it. If you're not open to it, nothing you say, nothing you do, nothing you claim to have is going to last. Okay? So let's go ahead and get into our prayer, and then we're going to get into the daily devotion before we close out today's episode. Thank you guys again for all of your love and your support. And if you have the journal, the 100 Days of Believing Bigger devotional journal, please follow along with me. If you don't, you can follow along with me. At the end, I will give you the journal prompt to write down and to ponder over as you are closing out the day. Okay, let's go ahead and get into our prayer. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for clarity. Thank you for peace. Thank you for aligning us with every single thing we need to equip us with every single thing we desire. God, I thank you for the resources. I thank you for the connections. We thank you for the alignment. We thank you for the opportunities to be present in the midst of whatever it is that we may be facing externally. Thank you for equipping us with everything that we need inside to get us through this level of the journey. I thank you so much for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your undying love. We thank you for covering, protecting, and allowing us to be of service to those who need us, even in the midst of us trying to figure it out for ourselves. We thank you for bringing it all together. We thank you for truly, truly investing in us the way that you do and seeing us in a way that we hadn't seen ourselves. Because of you, we're able to see ourselves in new light. We're able to really be invested in ourselves in a way that we hadn't before. But most importantly, we're able to really remain rooted in the fullness of who it is you designed us to be. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you with our whole heart, mind, body, and soul. In your name, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Amen. Okay, we are on day 15, and it is titled, Your Born Identity. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you. Ephesians 1:18. Purpose is not just a fancy way of finding your passion. It's the process of entering God's plan. It's about discovering your divine assignment and fulfilling your God-given life mission. Here's the thing. Stepping into what God has for you will always require you to believe bigger. You see, to believe bigger means to believe beyond who you think you are. It requires you to be willing to see yourself as necessary, incredibly gifted, and limitlessly impactful. God neither consults your past nor your resume when he maps out your future. And he isn't confined to your passions either. Those are the things you've learned to do, your formed identity. But in order to enter a new level of impact and meaning, you must be willing to embrace your true born identity. How you see yourself will determine what you see for yourself. Lord, give me your eyes to see myself the way you see me. Help me to grasp both the magnitude and the simplicity of your higher calling and purpose for my life. And give me the courage to believe in what you have for me. The journal prompt for today is, how is your past, the ups and downs, possibly blocking you from believing in your untapped potential? What's holding you back? Is it lack of knowledge, lack of understanding, lack of purpose, lack of the abilities, lack of the opportunities? Is it you not being able to forgive? What is it that you are finding yourself crippled by that's preventing you from stepping up into the fullness of who you are designed to be? I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Please remember that this journey is something that has fullness and fulfillment. And it is also deeply rooted in ebbs and flows of life. So there are going to be moments where we're learning more about ourselves that may be a little bit uncomfortable. There'll be moments where we're finding out things about other people. There'll be moments of our life and of our journey that we just don't quite know what to do. And that is when we need to be really, 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 really steadfast in what it is that we believe in, what it is and who it is that we choose to be a part of life. We have to utilize all aspects of our existence to the fullness of its capabilities. But if you don't understand what those capabilities are, that's when you set yourself up to fail. So this is an opportunity to dig deep, but also to invest deeply into yourself. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Until our next episode, please be gentle with yourself and be gentle with others. I will speak with you guys soon. Bye.